This is Vision Australia Roundup. We come to Bendigo in central Victoria now. Steve Monagatti is on the line. Steve, welcome to the Roundup. You haven't spoken on this before, have you?
No, it's the first time, Steve. Thanks for the invite.
You are a recreation development worker in the Bendigo region, and you also support the use of assistive technology as a trainer and consultant. Is that right?
Yes, I've got a dual role up here in Bendigo, yes.
So let's start with the recreation activities first. What's going on?
Yeah, we have a very active group up here. We've got quite a number of activities for them to participate in. We've got a Swiss group that plays fortnightly. We've got a swimming group that swims at a local pool each week. A 10-pin group that bowls each fortnight on alternative days to the Swiss. Also, a walking group each Monday, and then we've got some tandem bikes as well. So we do some tandem cycling up here as well, and we have a group of volunteers that take clients out on the tandem bikes.
So, how could somebody get involved with this activity if they'd like to go tandem riding or get involved with a walking group? Any of those activities?
Yeah, any of the activities at all, they just contact the Vision Australia Bendigo office 5445 5700, or the NCC number, and they could then be put through to Bendigo, and we'd discuss what the activities that they'd like to get involved in.
So that main national number, 1300 847 466.
That's right.
It's a great way into Vision Australia because you can get in touch with anyone going in that way. Now, I'd like to know more about your work around adaptive or assistive technology. We use those terms interchangeably, but just explain to people what that's actually about.
Well, I guess the simple way is it's a range of different adaptive technologies for people to be able to read. Or to access their computers. So in terms of reading, it might be some scanning technology that'll read back text to them, or it might be magnify, CCTVs and those sorts of things that magnify the print. Or on a computer, it could be a combination of those things. We might adjust the settings on the computer so that it makes it easier to read, magnify the information on the computer, or for those that are very low vision or blind, screen readers that actually read the text from the screen out to the and read the text to the person.
A screen reader is a very different way of using your computer. Did it take you long to get the hang of it when you start to get involved with this?
Yeah, so the third part of my role is I actually conduct the training here in Bendigo. So we conduct it in three of the more familiar technologies, being JAWS, NVDA, and also the Apple VoiceOver. But it does take a little while to learn because you've got to learn all the keystrokes in order to be able to navigate quickly to where you want to get to.
And it's a sort of different way of thinking about the computer screen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Conceptually, it's a different way of moving around and getting things done.
But it can be conquered. Many people do master it, and it makes quite a difference for them, of course. Tell us about the training programs that you operate in Bendigo.
We run a few different training programs. I run some training for school-age clients, and that's usually after school. But I also run on Fridays some training, and it's about finding out what the client needs, what technology they are using at home, and then providing the appropriate training to make sure that they can get the most out of their use of the computer.
And so there are classes at the Bendigo Centre?
Yes, yeah, on each Friday at this stage there's classes, and as I said, one afternoon after school for the school kids.
Mm. If people want to find out more, just get in touch with the Bendigo Centre, as we discussed earlier?
Yes, yeah, so 5445 5700, or through the contact centre, 1300 847 466.
Steve Monagatti from Vision Australia in Bendigo.